Dad, where are we going? How long is this gonna take? Dad?
Remember you wanted to meet some more of my old buddies?
Like Gladys?
Nobody's like Gladys. When they canceled the program, they broke us up.
Us?
Spartans. Spartan 1.0.
Sure, Dad. You were an elite commando with metal bones and a flamethrower attachment that the Marines dropped in when the TAC nukes weren't enough.
Not paranoid mythology. A real Spartan.
They were real ones?
We were real. We were all volunteers, the 1.0s. These things they call Spartans now.
It's different?
There's a new program. We went through some tweaks, but it's still just me in here. The twos, now, the twos aren't even human anymore.
But you are.
All too much.
Well, wait a sec. You know you don't have to make up cool stuff to impress me, right? Like, I'm not gonna suddenly start cleaning my room more often because I think you were a super soldier with a secret past.
I never, ever thought you would clean your room more often. Spartans pick their battles.
You're not trying to bond with me here, are you?
When the news came yesterday...
About Reach?
Yeah, that's where they brought us. That's where they made us. Section 3 compound.
Do you still have friends there?
Not anymore.
Oh.
The training was so hard, Jan. The work, the tests, and what they did to us in the lab.
The thing you taught me about how to beat the quiz. That's a Spartan thing, isn't it?
The ones who made it through, we were family. We were tighter than family.
Is this trip some kind of Spartan thing?
One of my old buddies isn't doing so good.
I get to meet another one of your super friends.
Jan, I...
Oh, hey. Did I get injections? When I was a baby?
I guess you noticed you're not a typical kid.
Well, I do have excellent table manners.
Superior muscle density.
Lung capacity.
Some eye work.
Balance.
Cochlear tuning.
And when the cops took me in, they did tests.
Right.
And that would have turned up...
Right.
So you...
Pretty much.
So what's even me? I mean, what's not just Spartan 1 voodoo potion?
Well, those table manners, for one.
Dad.
The way you roll your eyes at me, how you hate doing dishes.
Dad!
That's all you, honey. Hell, if I'd known, I would have told the medic to skip all that fancy stuff and just cut me a nice kid.
Oh, nice. You didn't want a nice kid. You wanted a kid who would happily learn 23 ways to kill a man armed only with a stick of chewing gum.
You don't really think that, do you?
I'm your dream child, Dad. Don't kid yourself.
Okay, we're here. Now you, wait in the car. What are you doing?
I'm coming up the stairs with you.
I thought I told you to stay in the car.
You did.
So I expected you to stay there.
You did?
Huh. Jan.
Yes, Dad.
Okay. Gilly's in number 6. Jan.
Yeah?
We're gonna wanna knock, maybe from off to one side of the door.
Oh. Gee, my dad takes me on the funnest field trips ever.
Gilly, you there?
Jim?
This the girl?
Hey, Gilly. You all right?
She's pretty. Come into the kitchen.
Quite a stockpile.
I picked up a hand cannon from a guy who needed some quick cash. Put the bet bennies to work.
Come on, Gilly.
I got the gauge and I thought, okay, that's good in tight, but it won't give me squat at range, and so I went looking for an SRS.
Gilly.
Then it didn't make sense not to have a good all-purpose.
You don't need any.
I still feel better when I've got a pop gun around.
The grenades?
The girl's gotta accessorize, Jim.
Men never understand.
The M6B was a throw-in on one of the other deals. I can't remember which one. She's prettier than I expected. Some of those early pictures weren't too promising.
They're in good shape.
Pictures?
I've been cleaning them. Plus, I haven't been sleeping so good.
How many days, Gilly?
A couple. 5.
It's time to go back, Gilly.
I don't want to go back to pasture, Jim.
What pictures?
I thought I could make it. Out here, you know. Most of the time I can.
Except?
Then I catch myself watching people.
I know.
That way.
I know.
Maybe a guy in the grocery store, he'll be... reaching up for a box of powdered milk.
And you'll see.
Maybe a can opener on the next shelf. One of the punch kinds.
And you're already thinking where to put him afterwards.
And yesterday, we heard the news from Reach.
Yeah.
There's some memories about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I heard about it in the store, people talking. Then on my way home, this kid was fixing his bike.
Gilly, it's okay.
I had the chain in my hands, Jim, standing behind him. I could see all the little hairs in the back of his neck, and I could feel the little bumps it was going to leave.
Jesus.
And it felt great. It felt great.
But you didn't.
No. Spent hours washing the chain oil off my hands. Hours and hours.
You need help.
You think?
I'll ride with you. Jen can take my car home.
No. I lost my license.
What did you do?
I don't believe I'm going to talk about that in front of her.
Okay. We should probably go.
Not yet. Okay, Jim? Give me a week to think it over. It might work out fine. It all might work out fine. I want a week of my life to sit around and know what's going to happen and not have to fear it.
You promise me that's all you're going to do?
Dad?
Yeah. That's all I want.
Dad, she's complete...
This is between your father and me.
But...
Jan, she earned the right.
1.0.
But we are going to do a little housekeeping.
Clip.
Pass it over. What's left?
Just finishing the M6.
Put the slide back on the frame.
Dad?
Do it!
I am not in your unit, and I don't have to take orders from you.
Of course you do! I'm your mother!
The pictures.
Should have told her, Jim.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, life gets the drop on you, kid.
Mom?
Bang.